Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
He's been a regular ever since. And Howard, I was reading your article on Inc.com about customer service, but it was really focused on IKEA. So did you have a problem with IKEA?
No, I actually didn't, but I had several close friends who've had this experience. And believe me, it's not, I mean, IKEA, you know, I don't control the image of these articles, but obviously they thought a big, bold, blue and yellow IKEA thing would be a nice eye catcher for a web post. But look, this is true across the board. I mean, it's funny because you talked about Gilkey Windows. I mean, you know, central to that whole pitch is, hey, we do it all. We come, we deliver, we make sure you're happy. And I'm just astonished at how companies invest in the front end and spend millions and bring a customer in and then they buy something. And they do such a lousy job in terms of delivery, installation, follow-up, all of these things. And so it's not in any sense limited to IKEA. I think the whole idea of farming out your most precious relationship, and by the way, the last impression that any consumer has of you is not the day they leave the store. It's the day they hang the picture on their wall or the day that the thing is delivered.
Yeah.
And so, you know, having that in the hands of somebody, and by the way, this is also true of all the delivery services. I mean, you know, you see on the web every single day somebody from one of the delivery services, you know, throwing a package, you know, over the fence. And, you know, if it's got breakable stuff in there, they don't care. I mean, it's all the same sort of experience, which is, I think that, you know, you should understand that especially a major purchase is not the last time you expect to see that customer, build a relationship with them or anything else. It's the beginning of a trailing stream of revenue. And so it's really important that you close the loop in a successful way and then go from there. The other part of that is when you do farm it out, the worst thing in the world is when you call the company that sent the thing to you, they point the finger at the delivery firm.
Right. They're like, we don't take care of it. You've got to call the company that we farm this out to, who never answers the phone.
Yeah. And by the way, who, you know, I mean, a company that claims that we're going to carefully install this beautiful, you know, shelving unit or whatever it is, and then send some mope, you know, who's been working for 5 minutes for a delivery company, not anybody trained up on their equipment or their facilities or their furniture, whatever. I mean, it's just bad, bad business. And I can't really imagine. I understand that a lot of the restaurants, for example, farmed out delivery. Mm-hmm. And as I said in the article, it's hard to screw up a pizza, although plenty of these people do. It's pretty easy. You know, it's pretty easy if you've got a several thousand dollar installation of anything in your home for somebody to come in and immediately demonstrate to you that they, you know, they're not careful, they're not paying attention, they're not even familiar with what they're doing.
And many times, Howard, I got to tell you, they're not even from your state. So yeah. I had, you know, I got all my appliances from Apt. They are excellent when it comes to customer service and that. But I had to get a new dryer and a weird truck pulls up. I bought it from a big box store and they kept calling. They were lost and lost and lost. And they said, well, we're not from here. We're from Missouri. I go, well, what are you doing here? And they said, well, we come in one day a week and we just load up a bunch of stuff from this big box store and we go and deliver it. And then when they got in, they're like, oh, no, we can't hook it up. No, we don't do that. But more for me, it's security. Like, who are these guys and who do they work for?
And totally. Totally. And if you're, you know, a woman at home or something and somebody comes in, I mean, you know, all of these companies, and by the way, all the utilities are going to have to completely redo their badging, their uniforms, the whole nine yards, because people just aren't interested in welcoming people into their homes anymore. I mean, it's a sad situation, but, you know, it's absolutely the case that You know, we don't know who these people are. And that's why, by the way, I mean, a lot of the utilities now have, you know, devices that you put on the outside of your house, mm-hmm. and they can scan them, you know, remotely. And, you know, I recommend that. I had a guy here doing something at my office, and lo and behold, his phone rings, and it's somebody at his door at home, you know, who, yeah. I don't even know where he lived. But, you know, he had a quick conversation, and he felt much better about a delivery. But even more importantly, he knew that the delivery had occurred, and so he got on the phone to his people and said, get over there and pick it up before it disappears, you know, and that's... This whole, yeah. porch pirate thing has become insane. So,
but the vetting of these, there is no vetting of these third party companies that are delivering for all the big box stores. You don't know who you're hiring or who is in your home. And honestly, you think it's that company and you're like, well, that's a reputable company, but it's not.
Well, and as you said, I mean, Apt does a fabulous job. You know, in my article, I said in the old days, Marshall Fields literally had people riding on the trucks, you know, with their delivery teams to make sure that they took care of customers and things. I mean, you know, it's hard to believe that, you know, that the internet and all of these convenience things have so lost sight of the fact that it's still ultimately you want to have the feeling of, as you said, security, that somebody is paying attention. You know, there's a great deal of sort of comfort involved in these purchase transactions. And if you don't have it, you know, you might as well, you know, buy it from whoever. But
right,
I think,
right.
you know, I think that it's going to be revisited, because I think that these companies are going to have to do a better thing. What I've been working on this week is a different, really interesting idea, which is, a lot of these companies have concluded, because of fast fashion, they've concluded that automatically, if somebody buys four of something or four different things, that three of those are coming back. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. And it's true. I'm trying them on and sending them back.
Of course. And so now the question is, these companies are now saying, all right, well, we'll have DoorDash or we'll have Uber or somebody, you know, create a whole new business where they'll come to your house and take these things back. And by the way, Amazon does a pretty good job on returns and makes it pretty painless. But the truth is, people like Chewy, you know, will tell you that if you're going to return some food or something like that, they just assume you give it away, you know, because the cost of shipping the thing back to them and then them trying to figure out what to do with it is crazy. So I'm writing a piece coming up about a firm that basically is taking returns, and instead of returning them to the vendor, they're returning them to nonprofits.
Oh, that's awesome, Art.
Which is very interesting. I mean, and frankly, why let these things go into a junk pile, or why let them go be completely wasted?
We're up against news. I got to let you go, but I love that idea.
Right.
We'll talk about
it. All right. Watch it next week. I'll talk to you later.